Okay, dropped over here. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvarai.
Amen.
Blaise, you can hear me? You can hear me? Okay, good, good, good. Leave the teva.
Yes,
okay, excellent. Okay, excellent. Semenat teva ata you veishcha your wife uvanecha and your children unshevanecha the wives of your children itoch. Okay, let's see pasuk tes zayin. Let's see this in Rashi. Rashi ata veishcha ish veishtoi kan hitelchem tashmish hamita. The fact that it says over here ata veishcha you and your wife means we'd come teach you a halacha that he from now it's permitted tashmish hamita, which means that until now there's another pasuk that says until now it was forbidden in the teva, it was forbidden. Okay, let's see. Mm-hmm. The targum pasuk tezayin says poikmin tev so at you the itisach your wife uvenoch unishavenoch imach. Okay, straightforward. I'm reading over here from the commentator. Let's see what he says over here in Chidushim. No chidushim. There's no. He doesn't have any comment at all. Okay. Next, let's now go. But there was a comment before. Okay. Nothing that important. Fine. Pasuk test yud zayin. Kol chaya asher itecha b'kol basar. Every chaya, every living animal asher itecha b'kol basar from all basar ba'oif birds uva'behema animals uva'chol haremes. All those that creep, all those that crawl, haroimes al aretz, everything shehaitzei itoch, bring out with you. Okay, it's spelled hotzei, but we pronounce it haitzei. The shartzu of aretz, they should crawl on the earth. Ufaru v'ravu al aretz, and they shall multiply on the earth. Okay, so let's see this pasuk in Rashi, pasuk yitzayin, haitzei. It's spelled hotzei, hotzei ksiv, haitzei kri. Even though it's spelled hotzei, we pronounce it haitzei, emor lechem sheyetsu, command them, they shall leave. Hotzei, im enem roitzim lotzeis, hotziom ato. So he's telling us over here, what does it mean? What is the kri v'ksiv? The way it's spelled is hotzei means to physically remove them from the teva. But the pronunciation is tell them. Haitzei means give them instructions, command them to leave. So give them a command, but if they don't follow the command, then you can physically remove them from the teva. That's why it's spelled hotzei, that if push comes to shove, physically remove them.
Oh.
And if not, but ideally, command them. Okay, we'll see more. Vishard suvaretz, they shall crawl in the earth. V'loi b'teva, not in the teva. Magich af habehema v'oif neshu b'tashmish. So over here, it's very interesting. You see over here, vishard suvaretz. Rashi learns vishard su is an expression by animals, which means they shall engage in priya or revia. They shall mate. And in the Teva, there was no, this Rashi was a very fascinating revelation. That the word Vishartsu, when it comes to a human being, it says a pru or vu. And here Vishartsu, he learned, it says here in the words, Ufaru v'ravu al aretz, be fruitful and multiply. But yet Rashi over here is saying Vishartsu is coming to teach you v'lebeteva. Magich afa behema va'oif neshu b'tashmish. All right, let's see the targum. It'll get some more clarification. Targum pasuk yitzayin says kol chayso the imach every living creature that is with you mikol bisra flesh ba'oif a bird uviv ira animal uvichol richsha anything that crawls derachesh al ara apech imach bring forth with you the yis yaldun ba'ara. So this is very interesting. He translates the word vishartsu, which means to crawl, the yisyaldun, they shall give birth on the earth, v'yaf shun, v'yiskoin, thou shall multiply, al ara. Okay, let me read the commentator and see what we got over here. Apek, loy hivchin unkelis bein haitzei hotzei. Okay, so he's saying over here, he's saying apeg means bring forth. Apeg means bring forth.
Okay.
Rashi made a big deal about this. You see, we always learn over here in our shir that Rashi is coming. We know, I should have brought it with me. Wait, do I have it in my bag? Where do I have it?
What are we talking
about? I left it in shul. The new sefer.
That's from my friend's book.
No, I have in the shul the new. I got it as a gift from one of these organizations because I take exams. Article published a new book, a new Chumash Rashi sefer, the first of 10 volumes.
Today.
Right, you saw it. I saw you holding it once. Right, you have it. You see
it's in the library.
The library.
It's not logged in, but I'll show you where it is.
Yeah, I know. So I know. I have my own copy. I got. So there, I should bring it because over here we can see what it says when it comes to a Rashi like this. But in any event, Rashi over here is picking up, according to the sefer, he's coming to pick up on the Targum. The Targum says apek. Apek means bring forth. Bring forth.
Okay.
Rashi, it would seem, did not like what it said in the Targum, apek.
Okay.
And that's why Rashi made a big deal that take note in the word haitzei, it's spelled hotzei, but it's pronounced haitzei. Mm-hmm. And Rashi explained what's the difference between the word hotzei and haitzei. Hotzei means speak to them. Speak to the animals and tell them to leave. If they do not listen, then physically pick them up and remove them. So he's coming over here to the reason why Rashi made this comment is because Rashi reads what it says in the Targum, and the Targum said the word haitzei means apek, remove, and Rashi, the Targum, is not really coming to give us any clarification in the difference between the word hotzei and haitzei. That's why Rashi clarifies there are two different words. That's all it says. Okay, the next, the yisyaldun. Okay, the next one is v'shortzu. Kavnas loshon hakosta mushal min hashrotzim. Sheyifu v'yibu kishrotzim ba'aretz. I don't know. This is very bizarre. Okay, the pasuk here says v'sharetzu v'aretz, we're describing the animals. V'sharetzu v'aretz, they shall crawl on the earth, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. Rashi Targum says the word v'sharetzu. He translates the word v'sharetzu v'yis yaldun be'ara. They shall give birth. They shall give birth, and then it says they shall be fruitful and multiply. So what does that mean exactly? If they're going to give birth, isn't that being fruitful and multiplying, giving birth? It must be that giving birth is not enough. They give birth, and then they should give birth more and more and more. I don't know. Targum, the Targum, Rashi seemed to disagree. Rashi says, V'sharetzu is v'loy b'teva, ma'agit sh'af ha'behema v'oif neshu b'tashmish. From Rashi, it's mashma. The word v'shartzu is a word that describes the act of reproduction. Okay, the act of reproduction. Is there a word in the Torah that describes the act, the physical act of reproduction by human beings? No, there is not. There's no word in the whole Torah that's a word that describes the act, the actual physical act of reproduction. There's no word. I don't think there's a word for it. That's why one of the reasons why the Torah is called, the Hebrew is called Lashon HaKodesh. It's called Kodesh because it does not have certain words. Okay, in English there are many words that describe this physical act of man and woman that brings about reproduction. In Hebrew there is no word. And because there is no word, that is one of the reasons why Hebrew is called a holy language. The holiness of the language is in what it does not say.
What does tashmish mean?
Oh, so tashmish is a borrowed term. Tashmish just means, it means to use. It means to, it's the word tashmish means, it means to use something. I mean, mishamish. It means, I don't have a good translation of the word tashmish, okay. But whatever the word means, it does not mean literally the act of reproduction. Mm-hmm. And this is a very popular approach. That's why it's called a holy language. The holiness in the language is in what it does not say.
Wow.
Does not say. So the fact that it does not say, that is what makes it holy. Okay, so now, but what about an animal? So from Rashi, it appears that the word v'shartzu means by animals, or specifically over here, by animals, I think. V'shartzu, if you want to say that it's going back on all of the animals, it means the physical act of recreation. So it's not a dirty word by an animal. By a human being, you don't say these words.
Okay.
But animals, so, you do say these words. So what's the word?
So
I never knew this. I don't know. I don't know what's the word of an animal. It would seem from Rashi that he's learning v'shartzu means the act of reproduction. And the Targum disagrees. The Targum says, v'yisyaldu, they shall give birth, v'yisyaldun. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe the real Targum is saying the same thing as well. But Rashi is coming to argue. Rashi is coming to say something different. All right, leave with that. Next, pasuk yutes. Kol achaya, kol remes, every living animal, every creepy crawler, kol oif, kol remes, al haris, everything which crawls on the earth, lemishbech sehem, yotzu min ateva. Rashi, kiblu alehem almanas lidabek biminon. When they came out of the table, they accepted upon themselves the condition they're only going to mate with their own kind. They're not going to live with creatures that are not from their own species. So there's a, when it comes to the word of mishpacha by animals, mishpacha by animals mean that the animals are only going to live with their own kind. Okay, their own kind, because animals don't have families. Did you ever see an animal with a last name? You don't see animals have families. So in this pasuk, it's a borrowed term, which means that they accept upon themselves they're only going to mate with their own kind. What is it over here in the Targum? The Targum over here says, kol chaysa, kol richsha, for every animal, every richsha, every insect, the kol oifa, kol rachesh al ara, lezar a yoschoin. Okay, he tied to the word lemishbechoy sehem, lezar a yoschoin. I do not know what that word means. Let's see what it says over in the Targum. Targum says, is there a Targum on this?
Where's the word? No, where's the word?
In the Targum?
No, the word we just said.
Lemishbuch Sehem.
Oh, that word, that's the...
According to their family. Zera, Nefeku Min Teva, so there is a... This Machloik. Right, so Lazar Ayasan. I'm not sure what the Targum means by that. He doesn't know if you have any comment on that. Okay, let's next Pasuk.
All right.
Now we move along. Pasuk Chaf. Pasuk says, "Vayiven noyach mizbech laHashem, vayikach mikol abehima atohira, umikol oif atohar, vayal oilos ba mizbech." Noyach came out of the table. What did he do? He built a mizbech. He built an altar, and he took from all of the behema atohira, all of the kosher animals, umikol oif atohar. And he brought up oilos ba mizbech Rashi mikol behem atochira amar lo tziva li hakadosh baruch hu lachnis me'elu shiva shiva ela kedei lahakriv korban mehem. The only reason why Hashem wanted me to bring these creatures into the teva ela kedei lahakriv korban mehem. It was, why did Hashem tell Noach to bring so many animals into the teva? It must be because Hashem wanted that he should bring korbanos. What do you need so many animals for? So
there were more than two pairs.
It says the kosher animals he brought in seven pairs.
Okay.
The truth is, it's a very big machlokes. There are many different opinions. There are many opinions as to how many animals he brought in, how many pairs he brought in, but he brought in a lot. there were a lot of kosher animals, and there were very few non-kosher animals. Mm-hmm. And Noach said to himself, why did Hashem instruct me to bring into the Teva so many kosher animals? It must be because Hashem wants me to offer these animals as sacrifices. Okay, that's a Rashi. Omar, Loitziva Liakalish Parhu Lachnis Me'elu Shiva Shiva Elik de Lakiv Karban Mehem. Targum says, Targum Vasachov, Kodom, okay, Targum, Uvino Noyachi built, Madbucha, a Mizbeach, Kodom Hashem before Hashem, okay, La Hashem. See, he built the Mizbeach La Hashem. What does that mean, La Hashem? To Hashem, Le Hashem, La Hashem. Targum says, in the presence of Hashem. This is what the Targum always says. He separates man from Hashem, before Hashem. Unisave mikol and he took. Unisave means he took. Mikol biira every animal dochya pure, which means kosher. Unmikol oifa dochya every pure bird. Viasek al lavan and he brought them up al madbicha upon the mizbeach. Okay. So let's see what is over here. Let me see what's over the commentator. The commentator on the Targum says, "Va'asek nimtza gam b'loshon hakasim es im esak." You don't have this. Yeah. You don't have this. I'm reading this outside. I'm reading over the commentator on the Targum. Kol loshon aliyah ba'ovan v'choyve mitargum b'loshon solik asher olimimo oile solik avotziv yosid. No, this is not what we're going to talk about. He likes to go talk about the prayers and the presents. No, nothing. Okay, next. On the Mizbeach, Ba'Mizbeach, Al-Mizbeach, V'yuvan al-Pi, Mashkoz, Rabbi Elozar bin Ezra, V'shem, Rabbi Sadi Goin, Sheyesh, V'oiz Beis, Mashmos, Loshon Al, Goin, Kein, Inasin, Bo, Shetamo, Kein, Inasin, Amnam. Okay, nothing here to talk about now. One thing I want to point out, Noach, how many things did Noach build in his life?
Nothing.
I mean nothing. He built a teva.
Oh, other than the teva.
So he built a mizbeach.
Right.
Noach was a builder. He was a builder. He built two things in his life. He built a teva, and he built a mizbeach. Does it actually say that he built the teva? Let's go back, the pasuk. Hashem says to Noach, make. Okay. Tells him all the instructions. Let's go further. Let's see over here. It says, nowhere does it ever say that he built a teva. Isn't this amazing?
You mean he might
it says Vayas.
When it
comes to the teva, it does not say anywhere in the Torah that Noach built the teva. Isn't there a child song? Noach built the teva, teva, teva. Noach built. It doesn't say that. What does the song say? Noach made a teva? I think in the song, Rabbi Leza, you sing the song to your grandchildren? No? You have to ask your grandchildren the song. Noach built. I think it's built. The song is Noach built a teva, teva, teva. Built. Built. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. It says Vayas. He made. The only thing that Noach built was a Mizbeach. It says Vayiven Noach Mizbeach LaHashem. Noach built a Mizbeach LaHashem. Okay? So what's going on? Right? So you would think, now when you make a Mizbeach,
I had a contract to get out.
You make a Mizbeach. Where do we have a Mizbeach? Another Mizbeach? Where is there anyone who built it? Let's go back to Yaakov. Let's go to the videotape. Let's go to Avraham. Right? Did Avraham make a Mizbeach? The Lech Lecha, right? Let's see by Lech Lecha. Vayir Hashem, Vayetim Hashem, it says here, Vayiven Shem Mizbeach. Yeah. It says, "Vayatek Moshe Baharim Mikidol Beil, Vayet Aholoi by Avraham Parsh Lach Lacha." Vayiven Shem Mizbeach LaHashem. Vayikum Shem Hashem. It's Avraham. He built the Mizbeach. Okay, let's see what happened later. Then it goes, okay, fine. Now let's go look at the Akedah. Let's check out the Akedah. By the Akedah, oh, we want to welcome Mr. and Mrs. Glatter. Shalom Aleichem. It's been such a long time.
Thank you.
Such a long time since I see you.
Yeah, it has been.
How are you? How are you doing?
We missed it. Thank you.
How is everything by you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for coming. It's so nice to see you. Okay, now by the Akedah, Aleichem Shalom, Mr. Glatter. Aleichem Shalom. It's so nice to hear your voice. Baruch Hashem.
Anyone else here?
Rabbi Leza Bachi is here. Rabbi Leza is here.
Oh, nice.
And I have you in front of me at the shir of Mordechai Mintz in the flesh. Rabbi Mordechai Mintz is right here. In honor of him, I left the kitchen and I came out. I came out of here. It's so much better to live over here in the Beis Medrash. There's no one here now. That means I'm able to do it. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow because sometimes there's some people here that I can't give the shir. They listen to what I say and they criticize me. Okay, let me see. Let's look at the Akedah. In the Akedah, Parashas Vayera, it says, Avraham made the Mizbeach, Echad Ma'ila, Vayashim Vaboyker, okay, Oh, Vayiven Shema Avraham Mizbeach. He also built a Mizbeach. Wow. Okay, he built. Mr. Ms. Glad, I'm just pointing out over here is that when it comes to the Teva, I think most people say that Noach, he built a Teva. But it's not what it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says Vayas. Vayas. He made a Teva. He made a Teva.
How did he make it?
With his, I guess, with his bare hands, he made it. Whatever he made it.
He didn't build it.
It doesn't use the word build, and we're just contrasting this with the mizbeach that Noach built after he came out of the teva. By the mizbeach itself, it says vayiven. He built a mizbeach. So I don't have an answer. Why is it that when it comes to the mizbeach, it uses the term vayiven, he built, but when it comes to the teva, it says vayas? You would think that the teva was a much more complicated structure. You would say that he built a teva and he made a mizbeach. Yet it says the opposite. It says that he was vayas. He made the teva and he built the mizbeach. Okay, I don't know. Okay. All right. Let's go further. Okay. Let's go further in the pasuk. Okay. Okay. Is there any other comment? No other comment. Let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. We're now up to Perek Chaf Tes. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayorach Hashem. And Hashem, smelled Reach. Hashem inhaled as Reach and Ichayach, the fragrance of the offering. Vayoymer Hashem el libo. Hashem said to his heart, Loi oisif, I will no longer lekalel, to curse od es ha'adama, the earth, bavur ha'adam. Why? Ki yetzer lev adam ra min urav, the heart, the yetzer, the passion of the heart of man is evil, min urav. Veloy oisif oy lahakos, I will no longer smite es kol chai, all living creatures asher osisi. Okay, this is a long pasuk. Let's see over here first to Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi says. Okay, Rashi says pasuk. Chaf Aleph. Okay, Minu Urav. Minu Urav Ksif. Okay, so Rashi says, I will no longer smite. V'loy ki yeitz leiv adam ra is evil minu urav. So what does it mean? Minu urav? Mina orav ksiv. Mishaninar lot says. So what does it mean from his youth? What does it mean? What does it mean from his youth? Remember, mina urav, mina orav ksiv. What's mina orav ksiv? Mishaninar lot says. When he, the word mina orav means when he shakes, when he moves, when he gives a shackle. Lot says mimei ima from his mother's womb. Nosan bo yetzahara. Okay, so mina urav does not mean youth. I always thought it meant mina urav means from his childhood. Rashi says the word mina urav does not mean from his childhood. It means from the time that he gives a shackle to leave his mother's womb. So what it sounds like over here is that when a baby is born, the baby in its mother's womb, and the baby comes out, it almost sounds like that there is a conscious decision by the child, it's now time to leave. And it gives a shackle. It shakes to leave. That's what Rashi says. Min orav ksiv, mishaninar. There's no vav. You see, there's no vav. Really, you should say minu urav. There should be a vav after the ayin. And then it would be minu urav, which means from his youth. But there is no vav after the ayin, which indicates that we should pronounce it min orav from the time that it shakes. Mishaninar lot says when it begins to shake, mimei imoy, nasan bo yetzahara. Loy oisif, I will no longer. Kafa adav l'shavua, this repetition. Husha kasif, asher nishpati me'avar me'noach. This what it means in the Haftarah. I took a shavua. I will no longer allow there to be a mabul. V'lemetzinu ba shavua el azusha kafa devarav hu shavua. Chindosh ha'chamem sechta shavuas. Rashi, you're telling us a principle. The principle is that when Hashem, the way Hashem makes an oath, is by repeating himself. Repetition is an indication that Hashem is making an oath. Because of it. We have in the Haftarah, we read in the Haftarah in Yeshaya, that Hashem took a Shavua, that he will no longer destroy the world. He will no longer destroy the world. Now, that's an oath. Asher Nishpati, I took a Shavua, that I will never destroy the world. I challenge you, Rashi says. Go search throughout the entire Tanakh and show me an explicit verse where Hashem takes an oath that he will no longer destroy the world. You're not going to find it. So how then can Yeshaya say that Hashem took an oath that he will not destroy the world? The answer is, when Hashem repeats something, that is the equivalent of taking an oath. So where do you see that Hashem repeated? In this pasuk. This pasuk, it says, number one, I will not continue So the word v'loy oisif is repeated twice in this pasuk. Repetition by Hashem is equivalent to taking an oath. That is what Rashi says. Okay, so that's a principle. Okay, so we have two principles. It says over here, minu urav, the heart of man is evil, minu urav. There is no vav after the ayin, which indicates that we should read it minu orav, of ne'or. Ne'or means to shake, or to wake up. Hamavir, shena me'inoy usno, means like to shake. And a child, the moment a child decides to come out into this world, that's the moment when he gets the yetzahara. When he shakes. So you know what that means? If a child is born by C-section, a cesarean, he has no Yetzirah. Because he never shook to come out. They had to go in and take him out. I'm telling you nonsense. But you hear the idea? Most children, they had enough in there. So they go and they give a shuckle. And that's it. The parents, the mother goes to the OBGYN and the baby pops out. But sometimes the baby doesn't want to come out. So what does the doctor do? The doctor goes and pulls the baby out. Over here, Raj is telling us a yisoid. The yetzahara is given to the child when the child shakes to come out. Which means it almost sounds like when the child wants to come out, that's his yetzahara. I'm sure that's not nonsense, but it's interesting what it says over here. All right, that's Rashi. Now, let's look at the Targum on this very long pasuk. This is a very important pasuk. The pasuk over here says, Vayorach, look at the Targum. Vekabel Hashem Berava. Now, Rashi right away says a very, very powerful word. Rashi translates the word Vayorach, which we like to translate as HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoyed, he smelled, he inhaled the fragrance. That's not what it says in the Targum. The Kabel Hashem Berava, Hashem accepted the will. He accepted with desire. The Kabel means to accept. Hashem Berava with desire. Hashem accepted with a desire Yos Korbonei, the sacrifice of Noach. Va'amar Hashem b'meimre, and Hashem said, Lo oisef limlot od yos ara. I will no longer continue to curse. Okay, to curse the earth. Bedil, because choyve anosha, because of the, he adds a word that it does not say in the pasuk. The pasuk says ba'avur ha'adam, and the targum adds the choyve the adam, the sins of man. Are because yitzra liba de anosha, the yitzer of the heart of man, bish is evil mizure. It would seem that Rashi is coming to disagree with the Targum. Because the Targum says mizure means his youth. The lo oisef oid lemimche. Lemimche means to demolish. Okay, here it's not, he says lemimche means to be moiche, to erase. Yos kol dechai, all living creatures, kimo the avidas, like I have done. So see, this is why we learn unkelus, because in this unkelus he is embellishing the pasuk with words that it does not say, and he's translating them to an extreme. So vayorach Hashem reach nechayach, which we would translate, you probably look in the article, you probably would say that Kodesh Baruch Hu, he smelled, he inhaled the delicious fragrance of the sacrifices. Targum over here saying is Hashem accepted with a desire the sacrifices. So let's see over here what it says over here in the commentator. The commentator, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, he says, the Kabel Hashem Berava Yos Kor Bonei, the Hashem Kibel Beratzayin, he accepted Beratzayin with desire, es Korbonoi, Kemasha Kosef Ibn Ezra, the Chalila Chalila Liyos Hashem Mereach. Look at what he says over here, the Ibn Ezra, I'm reading you don't have this, the Ibn Ezra, he says, Chalila Chalila, God forbid to think for a moment that Hashem actually smells. You see, this is very much in line with the whole mindset of the Targum. The Targum always distances himself, or in his commentary, he distances any thought that Hashem has human characteristics. Oh, but it says Vayorach, Hashem smelled. Hashem doesn't smell. Hashem is a spiritual entity. Doesn't smell. That's why it means he accepted the sacrifice of man. And that's why the Targum changed it from, didn't translate it literally. And he cites over here the Ibn Ezra that likewise says the same thing. Chalila v'chalila liyos Hashem meireach. Rak atam shekibul ha'oila v'yoshra lefonav. V'yesh lov natargum. Al pi ma'ashe chasav erav sad yugoyin. Shakavonda b'viyoch Hashem hi ha'kibul k'loimar shekibul es ha'karbon v'kvar motzanu shaloshen yishtamesh b'inyin ha'reach al ha'kibul b'yomroi mireach mayim yafriach shakavonda kasher yikabul ha'mayim yafriach. Okay, I don't know, he's signing a post that says that it means to accept. Oh, yishem al pi ma'ashe chasav maral shetirgim l'fi ha'toitza shenigzura me'areach nichayach v'yikabul es ha'karbon l'rotzen. Well, that's agar the kala. Hatarich l'vishoch inyan b'dimyon reach l'shagor oizen Shekumayish Adam Agashmi Beriach Reach Ezadover Hine Zehadover Nish Arbim Bimakoimoi Vanexar Klum Viafal Pichen Hunenem Meruchi Neois Inyan Hunachas Shruch Lufanum Kinkula Havdil Beinyan Akarbonis Shunachas Shruch Lufanum Shnasis. Okay. He basically over here just saying over here, like we just said, everything we just said, is that this is an excellent example to add to our list of examples of with the Targum, it's anathema to him that Hashem should have any human characteristics, and it means nothing more than a Kadosh Baruch Hu accepted the sacrifice. Okay, then he goes on to say, that's it, that's basically it. And he uses examples. Now, let's go further. The memra, okay, this we said already. Okay, choyvei enosha. He adds the word in the sin. Chete adam. Choyzei losh na mikra. Lefarish mikra kotzar. Okay, the sins. Mizu'ure. Mikat nusoy. V'yav v'yishu kotzav minu urov. Gam yelikotin nikra nar. B'mokoyim kagon shemotzenu eitzol shmur shoyid rak ben eshim v'arboa chadoshim. B'chosav anar nar. But here game may Rav Yusa, although shooting a little manure, came to Yusor Nos and Oil Bull of Nenaris. Which was Rashi, fine. Whereas a Mikol Hadgish is Makanusa Yetsuboy, Avil Bamidbar, Kawan is a Mikol Hadgish Luso. All right, doesn't say very much. All right, based on what we said, I think this is a Machliz and Machloikis. We take out of this pasuk of Ayarach Hashem Ech Nichayach, the principle that we take over here is a lot of Yisoidos we learn. According to Rashi, there's an oath because of the repetition. That's a very important Yisoid. And Targum tells us his principles. Ayarach Hashem Esrech Nichayach, Hashem accepted the carbon. And then the next principle we learned over here is that when it says Bavur ha'adam, the Targum added the word the chave, the sins of man. And then when it said over here, minu urav, I believe we have a machloikis between Rashi and Unkelis, whereas Rashi says it means, minu urav, it means from the moment when the ubar, the fetus in the mother's womb, when it's still in the mother's womb, when it's on its way out, it's still inside the mother. And now it shakes. It gives a shuckle to leave. Already that moment in time, already the Yetzirah has entered. And according to the Targum, it says, Mizu'ure, which seemingly means from its youth, which means it would seem maybe to indicate that a child gets the Yetzirah when it's a little bit older, when it's like a nar, as a young child, when it's a year old, when it's 2 years old. When does a child have a Yetzirah? A desire to do evil. At what age? Rashi says it already has a desire before it comes out, when it's in the mother's womb. According to Unkelis, it would seem, I don't know if he had a similar, and he disagrees. It first gets the Yetzer when it gets a little bit older, when it's a little creature. It's a little person, right. 1 year old, maybe less, maybe more, yeah. Something along those lines, if that can be correct. All right. Maybe we'll just do one question very quickly, one pasuk. Pasuk Chav Beis is another very big important pasuk. It's the last pasuk of the Perek. Od Kol Yimei Haaretz, as long as the earth continues to exist, Zera, V'Kotzir, V'Kor, V'Choim, V'Kayitz, V'Chorif, V'Yoim, V'Laila, Lo Yishbosu. This is a pasuk we have to spend time on. This pasuk tells us how many words? There's a quorum called Zera. There's a time called Kotzir. There's a time called Kor. A time called Choim. There's a time called Kayetz. A time called Chorif. That's already six. That's already six different words. Each one of those words is a world to itself. And then there's something called V'yoim, and there's something called Laila. Eight. There are eight items listed in this pasuk. Each one is a world to itself. Lo yishboisu, they will not cease to exist. They will not ever experience Shabbos. Lo yishboisu. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi is a very long Rashi. I have to wait for tomorrow. There's a very big pasuk over here. There's a lot going on over here in this pasuk. Okay, I'll just read the beginning of the Rashi. Od kol yimei haaretz, lo yishboisu. Vav itim halalu shnei chadoshim l'chol echad v'yechad k'mo shninu b'chatzi tishrei Umar Cheshvan, the Chatzi Kislev, Zera, Chatzi Kislev, Tevis, Chatzi Shvat, Kor, Vechulu, Bamitzia. Okay, so over here, the Rashi over here, Yom Velayla is not part of the set. There are six Tekufas. Each one is 2.5 months. Okay, we have to go through this in more detail, slowly, carefully, Yemirat Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, thank you, Rabbi Lezer, for coming. Thank you, Rabbi Mordechai Mizrahi, Mr. Ms. Glatter, thank you for coming. It's always a pleasure to see you.